Yes.
Like crazy. He told me of Casey.
But if that person is taking a picture of Jews, are the Jews allowed to go into the picture? Or
no.
They're not allowed
to? No.
Do they have to leave?
No. The cop says, yeah, they did.
So, if someone's taking a picture, you should leave?
That's right. Leave. Even if I'm mad.
Any other questions? Should we start? Is it okay to start?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions, guys? Go ahead. What do you mean? Okay, let's start. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, any questions, guys, have?
Questions. How about the center?
Okay.
Did I have a
Yeah, I have a Chumash, yeah. Any questions or not? Oh yeah, they want to know what bracha you should make on potato chips. Now, what if the potatoes they use in the potato chips are not grown for the potato chips? They're just potatoes that are damaged, and they use them for potato chips. So then,
what do you eat? I think.
No, but what if they don't? In other words, sometimes they grow potato. What if they don't grow the potatoes for the potato chips? They just grow it for potatoes, but when they get bumped up and damaged, they use it for chips. So it's not.
So what?
Still Adama.
Yeah. Right.
In popcorn, never.
And what about popcorn?
What?
Popcorn?
Also Adama.
Also Adama. Okay. Well, there's some questions. Questions? Go ahead.
Is it okay to admire Christmas lights?
Is it okay to look at the Christmas lights and admire them?
No. You should close your eyes.
What about the halacha about saying if you have a person who's a Ovid Avodah Zarah, a Christian?
Yeah.
Or and he's a good ball player. Are you allowed to compliment him? He's such a great ball player? Is that
Chnife.
Excuse me?
It's Chnife.
No. What if he doesn't know about it? Under Lo Suchanim, are you allowed to compliment a non-Jew if he doesn't hear it? To say nice things about it?
Okay, Dr. Shalom is okay.
And if he doesn't hear about it? So it's not Dr. Shalom.
Okay.
Question, go ahead.
You are allowed to shake in with a non-Jewish guy?
With a non-Jewish guy?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. He wants to know, can you shake hands with a...
with Arafat, that's
why not?
Oh, with Arafat?
With your oil.
Ah, with Arafat he wants to know.
Okay. You cannot shake hands.
But you said Dr. Shalom just 2 seconds ago.
That stained on your blood. I'll tell you a story. In 1921, when the first heaven pogrom took place, so the mayor was a Jew, an observant Jew, Cook asked him to be on guard, not to show them that there shouldn't be pogrom, or maybe it was 1929. So then he says, Rabbi, don't worry, we are not living in the Middle Ages, we live in the 20th century. So he says, okay. But then the pogrom took place and he killed so many Jews. So he came to him and he said, Rabbi, I'm sorry. I didn't think that in the 20th century there are people who are still barbarians. So Rav Kook said, I can't shake hands with hands that are stained with Jewish blood.
According to the Rebbe, even
Dar
Shalom with Arafat
would all
be
anyway. He wants to know, would it be possible for Dar Shalom to shake hands with someone from the PLO?
Chas
v'shalom.
Okay. Chas v'shalom.
Simple.
With relativity, there's a different concept of time than we're used to. Like, in a different place, time, the time right now would be different than it was here. So, does halachic concept of time follow the scientific concept of time?
What? So, according to Einstein's theory of relativity, so it's going to make time will depend upon location. So he wants to know whether halacha will recognize the scientific time.
It's relevant regarding the Kavatari, the international tailor. You have to take cognizance of that.
Can I give an example?
Might be too complicated. In other words, like international dateline, we have to take that into effect as an example.
Time itself is the example is that if you're on the sun,
right,
and you make something hefka, for example, according to Einstein, it won't be hefka on Earth for another 8 seconds.
That's a different thing. Because of light.
Einstein doesn't speak about hefka.
Right. But you want to know when it would take effect.
Right.
So I'll ask another question. Here's this question. This question is, if a person is in the United States, and his chametz is in Eretz Yisrael, okay, when does he have to do bittul chametz?
Wow.
That's your question. Same, but it's a 7-hour time gap.
So what do you want to know?
In other words, so in Eretz Yisrael, it's 7 hours later.
Yes.
So do I have to do bittul chametz when it's the zman in Eretz Yisrael, even though I'm here, or do I go by my time over here?
My time over here.
Come by my time over here.
Yeah. Okay. Well, can I have the...
How much? Okay. Okay. Just check if there's any more questions.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, go ahead. Question.
What is the Rosh Hashiva's view on the golem? The fact of fiction?
The boys want to know. They were just listening to a tape about the golem. They wanted to know your opinion on the golem, yes. Whether...
You mean the Eagle's golem?
No, the golem, the Maharal's golem.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were just a computer, so you know. Hyman Bloom was Prime Minister of France. He was not an observant Jew, so he wrote a PhD in the Sorbonne University and Yale. Couldn't believe it. So then he took him to Prague. He said to him, "Take me." He said to the Gaelum, he said, "Take me to the place where there are many enemies of the Jewish people." So he took him. Then he said, "Chop down the trees, chop down the homes, but be careful not to hurt any human being, not even a dog. Chop the trees." So he did, and then he escaped. And not no one knew about it. No one. I can have a comment.
Any next question? Okay. But just to have a few more questions. You haven't been here in a while, so the boys have a lot of questions. Is
go
that okay?
Ahead.
Okay. Yeah.
I can stay till midnight.
I don't know if they can. You'll tire them out first. Okay.
Are you allowed to open up a soda bottle on Shabbos?
What?
Can you open up a soda bottle on Shabbos? Yeah, give me a bottle. Okay.
Why not?
In other words, because you're breaking the, this is this together is with this.
No, it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. It's not Maccabi Party.
Okay.
Because Maccabi Party means that you do it at once, but not if you do it in a series of times.
No, but in other words, the first time you open it, you're breaking, you see, when you do
this. Nothing.
You're breaking it. Not a problem?
No, no. Okay. First, you make a hole.
Okay. And the Kli on top, what's the Kli?
The cap itself.
Oh, he wants to say, is this considered a Kli? Is this a Kli at all?
It's okay.
So the can of soda, Rebbe? The can of soda on Shabbos you allow?
Yeah.
So you use a Shinui?
Shave the Odom is a Chavis. He leaves in Be'ez Hayayim.
Should one use a Shinui or not?
Yeah,
Kla Hayayim. Kla Hayayim. Okay. Do you need a Shinui for the soda bottle too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, question, go ahead. There's a young man over there.
When Hashem created Adam and Chava, and they were originally unclothed, why do we have rules of snakes?
What?
He wants to know. If that's my bar mitzvah boy coming up.
Yeah.
Okay.
How old is he?
He's almost 13. Yeah. Maybe he'll come for the bar mitzvah
when
in January. January. Parshas Vayechi. Vayechi. Okay. He wants to know if, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava originally without clothing, so why do we have laws of Tznius now?
First of all, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made Kosnis hair, so they are not permitted to keep them dressed. And then, Vishvatira Shlomo hair, for your Kosnis hair with an olive. What does it mean? Sevtira, he has a different Masira, as we saw it, but it means when his bodily comfort conducive to kindness, to rachmones, with his coupled with spiritual comfort, to an aspiration, to a said exaltation.
I'll explain to you later. Yeah, Simcha, go ahead.
How did Rachel survive the siege on Jericho if her house was inside the wall?
What?
How did Rachel survive the siege on Jericho if her house was inside the Choma?
Because she put out a sign.
She put out anything, right? Didn't she put out a thing? She put out a...
The whole wall sank,
Because the whole wall sank. The whole wall fell down.
Rachel was saying it was a prostitute. How did Yeshua marry a prostitute? But Zaino means she was an owner of a boarding house.
He wants to know if when the wall fell down, if the house was attached to the wall, when the wall falls down, the house should have collapsed also. That's his question.
Yeah, so what?
No, so he wants to know, how did her house stay up if the, when the wall fell down? Okay. The darkness.
They picked it up over the archaeology.
Yeah.
Should one say, should one say, L'shem Yichud before doing turn mitzvahs?
He wants to know, he's talking about the No to Behuda's question. He wants to know, do you hold a person should say L'shem Yichud before Sfiras Omer or before you do a mitzvah?
No. Not necessary. It's not necessary to verbalize. If you say Chuvah mention, it's very strange that when the Nisha comes, she has to verbalize it. But no one is crazy for it.
Should a person say it? Can a person say it?
It means he has to remember this.
He wants to know, should a person say L'shem Yichud before they put on tefillin or before they do something else?
Oh, I do not know. But I also say it.
But the Noda Behuda has the tshuva that he says it's
before
a
Baruch Shema.
Hinnani Milchon Mezumen.
Yeah.
No, but he's saying L'shem Yichud Kutshu Bruch
Hashchinta.
Okay. Can one do homework on
Chol
HaMoed?
What?
Can one do homework on Chol HaMoed? Sukkos, Pesach,
he's in the world. He's getting a test. And he might get a D- from a computer. But if you get a C+, not.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you allowed on Shabbos, are you allowed to use regular toothpaste?
Okay. He wants to know, what's the halacha about using toothpaste on Shabbos?
Chas v'shon. He's menake. So it's a malacha the guys of me machi.
And also, are you allowed to read in the bathroom?
Read what? Anything?
Read,
a magazine? A newspaper?
Yeah.
He wants to know, are you allowed to read the New York Times in the bathroom? A newspaper?
Why not?
Okay.
So what does one?
So he wants to know, can one brush their teeth on Shabbos, and how would you do it? Or can you...
Not allowed. Unless you just make it in the so that's possible.
Like you don't rub it in.
Just yes.
Swish it around your mouth.
Yeah.
Take toothpaste
right
and just...
to the left.
Right. Don't brush it.
I told Mizrach
Meyer. Not him. He does not know him. Yeah.
Gemara Matos on Yerama Days with the case of the guy who killed the Shogeg and the guy who killed the Mazin. And they're on the ladder, and the one.
When Kadosh Baruch Hu was mazmin lepundekachad.
So when the guy,
yes, right.
When the guy fell, the one was on top.
I think in harmony with Zygmunt Freud, he said that when a person gets a stroke, it's because he wanted to get a stroke in order to atone for his avarice. So kasheima most lakadmeni nearly show him. Yes, Aresha. Most of his name is Rachot, Horages Haveri Bishayik, from the bully person. Sakharish Bohu, the Echot Hog, the Mazet, the Lay Bobby Person, the Ancient Maiden, Hakharish Bohu, Mazlehem, the Pundik Echot, Mishahog, the Mazet, Nerak, Mishahog, the Shayate, Gaelic.
What was your question?
My question was, the person who was on top when he fell, was he Bishogeg, or was he really an Ones, but he looked to the Edom like a Shogeg? In other words, if he was a Shogeg, then he'd be chayev to go into Golis twice, so how's this solid? And if he was a Mazet, then Basin is giving him the wrong punishment. If he was an Ones, he doesn't deserve to go into Golis now, and Basin is making a mistake. And the Ramban,
His question is like this. Question, so the one killed B'mezid, one killed B'shogeg. The guy that killed B'shogeg is on the top, top. Now, when he falls down and kills the person, and Bezin sends him to Golis, he wants to know when he...
He was not Mishkaven.
He wants to know...
So the Rambam says, and the Meir Simcha mentions it, that if the Giladam kills, he's part of this, even if Adam see it.
Okay, but he's asking a question. If the person that fell down off the ladder, if that's considered Shogeg, and Bezin sends him...
He called him Mason.
Okay, so he's supposed to go to Golis?
He's not
Mechuyev in Golis.
Bezin cannot enforce it. But the Giladam is right.
So that's why he wants to Golis.
Yes, right.
I see. He wants to Golis to protect himself.
Right, but how is it solved things to now he's
Chayiv
Golis
twice? No, he's not Chayiv Golis. Because it's Shogeg Karav Lemezid. So he's not Chayiv Golis.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Very good. What's halacha? The Goel Adam, let's say a regular case of Shogeg.
Yeah.
Regular case of Shogeg. Before he goes to Bezdin, can the Goel Adam touch him?
What?
Before he goes to... Two Adams...
So Bezdin put two guards to watch the Goel Adam.
So the Goel Adam can't kill him.
That's right.
And on the way to Ir Miklat, once they pass his Chayiv Golis,
so also same thing.
So it's only if he leaves Bezdin, only if he leaves the Ir Miklat, that's where you have the question whether it's a mitzvah or a shus.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The
Rotzeach B'Shogeg
killed the Goel Adam in self-defense?
Can the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, if the Goel Adam is coming to kill him, can the Rotzeach B'Shogeg kill the Goel Adam in self-defense? Does the Goel Adam have a din of a rodef that the Rotzeach B'Shogeg can kill?
He's not allowed, but he's not Chayiv Mizeh.
So the Rotzeach B'Shogeg can kill the Goel Adam?
Okay.
Yeah, Razik.
I have a question. If you sent an email on Friday to Israel, can guy in Israel opened the email on
Motzei Shabbos.
Send it on Friday.
Okay. He said if you send email is a thing they have with the computers now.
Yeah.
So you send a thing on the computer today, on Friday, when it's not Shabbos.
You can push the button.
Push the button on Friday.
Yeah.
But when it gets the person in Eretz Israel, it's already Shabbos for them. So you're sending them a message.
You're not allowed to take it because of your Shabbos. It's on.
No, okay, but it goes by, it's like, you know what it's like? I guess like an answering, it goes immediately. It's like, if I call someone up in Eretz Yisrael when it's Friday, but it's Shabbos for him, he wants to know, can he listen to the message on Motzei Shabbos?
Yeah.
Right. Even though the message came to him on Shabbos, because he weren't Mechalim Shabbos. Yeah.
When you make a Mishabach for Cholim, is it preferable to say one for the Cholim and one for the Cholot, or is it better to combine the two into one Cholim?
Says when you make a Misha Berach in Shul for a Cholim, so is it better to make one for Cholim and one for Cholot, men and women, separate, or you can mix it all together?
There's no Misha Berach.
Yeah.
Why are the Edom in the case of Dina Nefashos not allowed to save themselves, but the defendant is allowed to save himself? Doesn't he have an alternative?
Okay. You're talking about to be melamed tzchus on themselves. Okay, so the Gemara says they're learning that the Edim can't be melamed tzchus in a case because nogei beidusan.
Yeah.
But why don't you say the defendant? Why is the defendant allowed to be melamed tzchus for himself? Why isn't that considered?
Because he's a Bhagavan. He's a Bhagavan. Even if Zimri had killed Pinchas, he would be part of this. He's a Bhagavan. So the Torah took cognizance of the frailties of the human being. But it doesn't mean that he's allowed.
Okay. Questions? Questions? Go ahead, simple.
Bible codes? About them, are they real? Are there Bible codes? Are there codes in the Torah?
There was a book that was written, actually Eisha Torah, yes. Published the codes. I don't know if you ever... I don't know the person.
Maybe, I think.
No, there's a Professor Gans, I think, that wrote it. And I should bring a copy for next time. You know, they show every 20 letters, you know, in a certain order, will spell out Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon, Mishnah Torah, certain codes that are in the Torah. He wants to know if it's whether you think that's valid or not.
Now, can I have the comfort?
Yeah.
Just let somebody read it.
Is that something from Yetzei?
Yeah.
Okay, Vayetzei Yaakov mi'Be'er Sheva v'yelech Arana.
Yeah.
Vayivka b'makom v'yolen sham kivo ha-shemesh, v'yikach mi'evnei ha-makom v'yose mi'rav shosav, v'yishka b'makom ha-hu.
Milamit shekol ha-avonim ho-yisholem ha-chreikis. Kole v'nomar olai yaniach tzadik tzrei.
Vayachalom, v'hine sulam mutzav arza, v'rosho magi ha-shamayma, v'hine malachei Elohim olim v'yordim bo.
So the Megillah says that it's different malachim. The malachim who are ere, so then they are not yered. The malachim who are yered are not yered. The malachim who are ere represents the aspirations of a Jew to go higher and higher, to aspire for more purity, more kedusha, more chesed. The malachim that are yielding instill in the Jew an aspiration to be vicious, to be angry. So it's different malachim in a figurative way.
V'hine Adonai nitzav olav v'yomar Ani Adonai Elohei Avraham Avicha ve'Elohei Yitzchak Ha'aretz Asher Ata Shochev Aleha Lecha Etnena Ulzarecha.
Uvuvad. Uvuvad, what does the Gemara say?
Uvuvad?
Kitikovabe.
I don't see an Russian. Okay, Vahaya Zaracha Kafar Ha'aretz Uforatzda Yama Vakeba Vitsafono Venegba, the Nivrachu Vacha, Kalmish Bachos Hadama Uvzarecha.
That when a father wants to bless the son, or a rabbi the Talmud, so he says to him, Tehei ki Yaakov. And that we find the same broche that Yaakov Avinu gave to a final Rashi, Bechol Yivere Yisrael. Was the Sheikhs. By Yaakov we understand. I mean by Avraham we understand because he was raised in a pagan home. And according to the laws of nature, the normal law of nature, not the supernatural law of nature, he should have grown up a pagan too. So that is the test whether one is really good or just temporarily good.
Right now. V'hinei anochi imach u'shmarticha b'chol asher teilech v'hashi v'osicha el ha'adamo hazos kilo e'ezofcha ar asher imasisi es asher dibarti lach. V'ikat Yaakov mishnaso v'yomer v'chein yesh adenai v'amakom hazeh v'anochi lo yadati. V'yirah v'yomar mano ra ha'makom hazeh ein zeh kiim beis Elohim v'zeh shar ha'shamayim. Vayash came Yaakov baboker, vayikach etzo evan asher sam mirav shosav, vayosem osach matzeva, vayitzok sheman al rosha.
Yeah. So the Chazal say that mirav is a matzeva, shemen was Mose, but then he became Ov when we are Makriv on the Mizbeach, Shemen. And that Shemen is Mechabra for all kinds of Abeos. Go ahead.
Vayashkem Yaakov Aboker, Vayikach Es Evan Asher Sami... Vayikro Eshem HaMakom Ahu Beis El Ulam Luz Shem Ha'ir La Rishona.
That means that if the skin who lived so long, 130 years, and they didn't die, they became disgusted with their life, and they wanted to die, but they wouldn't have to show them be Mabit Atman Lidas, so they walked there towards them.
Vayidar Yaakov Neder Lemar.
That's the most difficult thing.
Im yiyeh Elohim imadi ushmorani baderach hazeh asher anochi alech v'notan livachem lechol beged l'lbos.
But the Gemara says in Gittin that ki im mishamim dal l'shenis, one of l'shenis is even when asoron ishenis nisyaner Avraham Avinu, and when it was a little lad he allowed himself to be thrown into the fiery furnace of Nimedorosh. A big test. But there is a bigger test that even when he is good, that even when he is good, he'll still be good and he'll not become arrogant. Not like Rockefeller, who exploited the poor workers who worked in sweatshops. And then he gave them hardly to make a living. They still had to lie on the floor without the carpet and to cover themselves. So that's no good. But he has to be the kind of comfort, bodily comfort, that is coupled with spiritual comfort. Then it will be forever. Rabbi Mechaya says that the fire of Sinai is distinguished from the fire of natural fire. Natural fire has favorable functions. It's in January and it's freezing. He puts on the furnace and then he feels warm. But it has an unfavorable function. The candle or the lamp will be extinguished. And then again, for the fire of Sinai, he's a snake. Uko beish, vasnei neuko. Okay.
V'shafti b'shalom el beis avi, v'hoya adinoi li lelohim.
Okay.
V'hoeven azo sh'asher samti matzeva, yiyeh beis elohim, v'chol asher titen li aser asrenu lach. V'yiso Yaakov ragla, v'yelech arto v'nei kedem. V'yar, v'hinei b'er bat sodeh, v'hinei sham, shlosha edrei tzon, rov simoleha, ki min ha-be'er ha-hi yashku ha-darim v'ho'evan gedola al-pi ha-be'er. Nes v'shama kol ha-darim v'golu es ho'evan me'al pi ha-be'er v'hishku es ha-tzon v'heishivu es ho'evan al-pi ha-be'er lim-koma. V'yomer lohem Yaakov achai me'ayin atem v'yomu me'choran anachnu. V'yomer lohem haydatem es lavon ben achor v'yomru yodonu. Vayom alehem ha-shalom lo, vayomru shalom, v'hinei Rachel bito ba'ah imatzon. Vayomer, hein od hayam gadol lo eis ha-yosef ha-mikne, hashku ha-tzon uluchu ri'u. Vayomru, lo nuchal arashe yeyasu kol ha-derim, v'golomu etzo evin me'al pi ha-be'er, v'hishkinu ha-tzon. Odenu medaber imam, v'rachel ba'ah imatzon asher lo'aviha ki ro'ahi. Vayhi, kasher ro'o Yaakov es Rachel bas lovan achi imo, ves tzon lovan achi imo, vayigash Yaakov vayogel es ho'evin me'al pi ha'be'er, vayashk es tzon lovan achi imo. Vayishak Yaakov l'Rachel vayiso es kolo vayefk. Vayaged Yaakov l'Rachel, ki achi aviho hu, v'chi ven rivka hu, v'tarotz v'tageid li aviho.
I took Rosh Noah. Not afraid. Go ahead.
Vayhi kishmoa lovan Eshema Yaakov ben Achoso, Vayarath Lakroso, Vayechabeklo, Vayinashiklo, Vayevieu el Beso, Vayisaper Lalovon, Eith Koladvarm Haele. Vayomer lo Lovon, Ach Atzmi Uvasari Otto, Vayeshev Imo Chodesh Yomim. Vayomer Lovon Liakov, Hachi Ochi Atta, Babatani Chinam, Hagidoli Mamas Kutecha. Ulavon Shtevanos, Shem Hagdolo Leo, Vishem Hagtano Rachel. Vene Leo Rakos, Rachel Hoiso Yifas Tor of Yifas Mare.
How do you say? Taugum say Rakos, Spirit.
Rakos, Spirit, Rucham, right.
Really, it means.
No, he says, Vene Leo Yoayon.
Oh.
Rachel Hava Shapira.
Yeah.
Vene Leo Yoayon. Yeah.
So that means that even when it externally looks ugly, but internally it's pure, so then it's exalted.
Vayehav Yaakov es Rachel, vayomer, evotcha sheva shanim, berachel bitcha haktana. Vayomer lavan, tov titi osah lach, mititi osah liish acher, shiva imadi. Vayavod Yaakov Barachel Sheva Shanim, Vayu Veinov Kiyomim Achadim, Bahavaso Oso. Vayomer Yaakov Elavan, Hava es Ishti, Kimalu Yomai, Vavo Eleha, Vayasov Lavan es Kol Anche Hamokam Vayas Mishte, Vayhi Voerev, Vayikach es Leo Vito, Vayave Oso Elov, Vayavo Eleha. Vayitain lavan loh as zilpa shifchaso, leya vito shifcha. Vayhi vavoker, vihine hi leya, vayomer elavan, mazos osisoli, halo varachel avarati imach, valama rimisani. Vayomer lavan, lo ye asachain bimkomenu, la se satsiro lefneha vechira. Male shavuazos, shavuazos, vinitna loch lecha gam ezos, bavodo asher tavori modi. Out Sheva Shonim Acheros. Vayats Yaakov Cain, Vayimale Shavuazos, Vayitain Lo as Rachel Bito Lo Li Shah. Vayitain Lavan Le Rachel Bito as Bilha Shifchaso, Lo Le Shifcha. Vayavo Gam El Rachel, Vayahav Gam as Rachel Milaya, Vayavo Rimo Od Sheva Shonim Acheros. Vayar Adonai ki snua leya, vayiftach es rachma, v'rachel akara. Vatar leya vatelet bain, vatikra shmo ruvain, ki amra, ki ra'a Adonai b'anyi, ki ata yehavani ishi. Vatar o vatelet bain, vatomer, ki shema Adonai ki snua anochi, vayitain li gameze, vatikra shmo shimon. Vatahar od vatelet bain, vatomer, ato hapam yilove ishi elai, ki oladti lo shloshavanim, al kain karoshimo levi. Vatahar od vatelet bain, vatomer hapam odes adinoi, al kain karoshimo yuda, vatamod miletis. Vatere rochel ki lo yodol yakov, vatakane rochel b'achosa, vatomer el yakov, havalivanim, vim ayin, meso anochi. Vaychar af Yaakov Barachel, Vayomer, Hatachas Olahim Anochi, Asher Monami Mech Privaten, Vatomer, Hine Amasi Bilha Boe Leha, Vateled Viseled Al Birkai, Viboneg Gamanochi Mimena, Vatitenlo as Bilha Shifchasoch Li Shah, Vayavo Eleha Yaakov, Vatar Vilha, Bilha, Vateled Liakov Bain. Vatomer Rachel Donani Elohim Vigam Shama Bikoli Vayitain Li Vain Bain Al Kain Karoshimo Don Vatar Od Vatelet Bilha Shivchas Rachel Bain Cheni Liakov Vatomer Rachel Naftule Elohim Niftalti Imachosi Gam Yacholti Vatikroshimo Naftali Vatere Leo Kiam Domi Ledes Vatikach Ezilpa Shivchasa Vatitain Osoch Liakov Lisha Vatelet Zilpa Shifchas Leah Liakov Bain. Vatomer Leah Ba God, Vatikro Eshmo God. Vatelet Zilpa Shifchas Leah Bain Cheni Liakov. Vatomer Leah Ba Ashri Ki Ishuni Banos,
when I have done my
Vatikra Eshmo Asher. Actually now.
Maybe you can go to Dabinamar.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's Dabinamar.